By noon the next day, the whole situation had turned around. So you can get some pretty good answers when you meditate. Because of the medications I'd had for so many years, I pretty much was using no pills, period, because they just weren't working in my system. And I was trying to get past my arthritis at that point. And there was a bottle of ibuprofen in the pass-through from the family room to my kitchen. And that day I was contemplating, I don't take ibuprofen unless it was really painful. And I take very little because I was addicted to Valium, and I'm not a pill person anymore. But once in a blue moon, I would take one, and the bottle was sitting there that night, and it was like God's hand came up to my face and said, "You're not taking any more of those." And I thought about it, and he says, "Are you going to trust that pill instead of me for your health?" And so guess what? That's the reason I mentioned Eckhart Tolle is my ego pain body went into huge resistance, just as if I was coming off alcohol or Valium or the Depakote, which was really horrendous. My body went into huge, huge, feed me this pill. And after 2 hours of screaming, yelling, and crying, as I wasn't going to take another pill, I get this little phone call. 3 in the morning, this voice says, "Do you need help?" I recognized his voice because it was my master from Tibet. And so he has helped me once before go through some healing that I needed that was not typically in my knowledge of what to do to heal the sexual abuse. This time there was some different kind of sexual abuse involved with letting that release for the arthritis to go. So he helped me several times over the phone, 2 hours periods at a time, working with me and helping me to release the arthritis. And he called back several times and we had discussions about other things. And one of the things he said is, and I like to say this because it validates how great a psychic Linda is. She had told me in a reading several years back, she says, "Marilyn," she says, "you've accomplished 6 to 7 lifetimes in this lifetime." And do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. And I never said it to
anybody. It was for me. And he validated that, see. He validated what she had told me. He says, "You're trying to leave the pain was about losing or removing 7 years of violence and abuse in past lifetimes, and you're trying to do it all at once." So he helped me with that. And then he says, "If you clear out your first chakra, which is still has some stuck energy," he says, "this will be your last lifetime," which I've done at this point. So, which has been in the last couple months. So that's why I do know a little bit about chakras and ascension if you come to the class. So I have found meditation has a lot of different ramifications to give you answers for your life that are soul-changing. That's what it's about. The second answer to my prayer was to use flower essences, and I have some over in the bookstore available. You'll see some Rescue Remedy over there by Dr. Bach. What I know is that they release the blocked energy. They're the absolute opposite of prescriptions and medications, which suppress energy. Flower essences are pure energy. And when you add that positive to your system, it literally will push out the negative. It's like the light will overcome the darkness. And where's the darkness? You know, it just leaves. So just for a minute, I'll explain who Dr. Bach was. Dr. Edward Bach recognized the need to improve the emotions as one of several ways to treat disease. He started his research in the 1900s investigating how flowers might affect emotions, and he knew that the sight and smell of certain flowers produced various emotional shifts in humans. Eventually, he learned how to isolate the flower's essence and when then they could then be used for therapeutic purposes. He categorized 38 flowers by their ability to alter the emotions of his patients. Flower essences are intended to work only at the mental and emotional aspects of the patient. There are flowers for fear, anger, transition, anxiety, depression, insecurity, stress, and other emotions.